You will hear five different people talking about what they enjoyed best about their school days. Choose from the list A to F what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds.
I have very happy memories of my school days. I know some people can't wait to leave, but not me. I was never bored, although I didn't like some of the teachers, especially the sports staff. I suppose that was because I hated sport and couldn't be bothered to make the effort. But I think it's the one chance you get in life to study things that interest you. I loved history and geography, science, everything really, and we had a brilliant art teacher. I wasn't particularly good at anything, but I learnt a lot one way or another, and I shall always be grateful for that.
I wasn't terribly keen on school, and I was glad to leave. I couldn't wait to start earning my own living. The teachers were okay, but I didn't like homework and stuff, and I wanted to go out in the evenings with my friends. I guess that was the best thing about school, really, my friends. We've all kept in touch and always will. And although a couple of people have moved away from the area, we still manage to meet a few times every year. We have a good laugh when we think back to our school days, although I don't think it can have been much fun for our poor teachers.
It was only when I had my first proper job that I realized how much I miss being at school. Not because of all the subjects we had to do and all the exams we had to take, no way. I think I was so used to having generous holidays that I couldn't believe it when I only had 3 weeks a year. I thought I would never get used to going without the chance to regularly escape boring routine. A group of us who were really keen on sport and outdoor life used to go off camping, whatever the weather. And when we left, it never occurred to me that I wouldn't be able to do that sort of thing anymore.
We had a teacher who taught languages, and she was great at organising trips abroad in the holidays. Usually it involved staying in a family with a person your own age, and then they'd come back the next year and stay with you. That way it kept the costs down and you only had to pay your travelling expenses. I never appreciated how much time and energy that teacher must have put into setting up those holidays. You don't when you're a kid, you just take it all for granted. But without her, I'd never have used the languages we were studying, Spanish and Italian, in the real world. And although I'm not fluent in either language, I've never forgotten what I learnt.
When I was a kid, we lived in the city centre, and although there was a park close by, we didn't have a garden. So when I went to secondary school, which was on the outskirts of the city, I absolutely loved the fact that the school had its own grounds. It also had its own sports fields and a swimming pool, and in the summer months, some teachers took us outside for lessons. I remember sitting under the trees, thinking how lucky I was to be somewhere so beautiful. I'm sure that kind of environment helped me enjoy school, even the most boring lessons.
I have very happy memories of my school days. I know some people can't wait to leave, but not me. I was never bored, although I didn't like some of the teachers, especially the sports staff. I suppose that was because I hated sport and couldn't be bothered to make the effort. But I think it's the one chance you get in life to study things that interest you. I loved history and geography, science, everything really, and we had a brilliant art teacher. I wasn't particularly good at anything, but I learned a lot one way or another, and I shall always be grateful for that.
I wasn't terribly keen on school, and I was glad to leave. I couldn't wait to start earning my own living. The teachers were okay, but I didn't like homework and stuff, and I wanted to go out in the evenings with my friends. I guess that was the best thing about school, really, my friends. We've all kept in touch and always will. And although a couple of people have moved away from the area, we still manage to meet a few times every year. We have a good laugh when we think back to our school days, although I don't think it can have been much fun for our poor teachers.
It was only when I had my first proper job that I realized how much I miss being at school. Not because of all the subjects we had to do and all the exams we had to take, no way. I think I was so used to having generous holidays that I couldn't believe it when I only had 3 weeks a year. I thought I would never get used to going without the chance to regularly escape boring routine. A group of us who were really keen on sport and outdoor life used to go off camping, whatever the weather. And when we left, it never occurred to me that I wouldn't be able to do that sort of thing anymore.
We had a teacher who taught languages and she was great at organising trips abroad in the holidays. Usually it involved staying in a family with a person your own age and then they'd come back the next year and stay with you. That way it kept the costs down and you only had to pay your travelling expenses. I never appreciated how much time and energy that teacher must have put into setting up those holidays. You don't when you're a kid, you just take it all for granted. But without her, I'd never have used the languages we were studying, Spanish and Italian, in the real world. And although I'm not fluent in either language, I've never forgotten what I learnt.
When I was a kid, we lived in the city centre, and although there was a park close by, we didn't have a garden. So when I went to secondary school, which was on the outskirts of the city, I absolutely loved the fact that the school had its own grounds. It also had its own sports fields and a swimming pool, and in the summer months, some teachers took us outside for lessons. I remember sitting under the trees, thinking how lucky I was to be somewhere so beautiful. I'm sure that kind of environment helped me enjoy school, even the most boring lessons.
You will hear part of a radio interview with a woman called Hayley Jones, who spent a year in Antarctica. Choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have a minute.
Hayley Jones has just returned from spending a year working in Antarctica. She's our guest on today's programme. Hayley, welcome to the programme. I suppose the first thing we all want to know is what you were doing for a whole year.
Well, I've always been interested in environmental problems, and the university where I teach paid for my trip. My job was to produce a report at the end of my year. Although this may sound a little strange, the main thing I had to do was to look at rubbish. I spent most of my time with a bin man who is responsible for making sure that everything brought into Antarctica is taken out again. I was based at Rothera, where most of the scientists are working, but I travelled around quite a lot looking at what is going on. In a way, Antarctica is like a laboratory for the world, as all the research being done there will benefit us all, wherever we live.
Did you miss anything whilst you were there? A year is quite a long time.
To begin with, no, because it was so different and I found it really exciting. Then after a while, I began to miss greenery. There are only a few plants like moss clinging to the rocks, and I found the lack of colour affected me, and that made me feel quite low. I also missed my family, but I had expected that would happen. And although I didn't worry about not seeing television, I certainly wished I could tune in to radio programmes.
Did the long hours of daylight affect you?
Well, I hadn't actually thought very much about that before I went. I'd wondered how I would cope with low temperatures, but I discovered that because there's 24 hours of daylight, I ended up sleeping a lot less, and I didn't feel nearly as tired as I do when I'm at home. I must have worked twice as hard as a result. It was weird. Sometimes I forgot all about going to bed.
Good heavens. I can't begin to imagine what that must be like. What did you do to relax, then?
In Rothera, I was quite lucky because there are a lot of things to do. There's a ski slope just up the hill from the base, so I could ski whenever I wanted. There's also a rock band, and I would go and listen to them rehearse in the evenings. And there are plenty of places to walk to, and it's perfectly safe to walk by yourself, which was a new experience for me after living in a large city. If I didn't want to be on my own, then I would go to the cafe bar and have a drink with whoever was there, or watch a video film.
You mentioned low temperatures. How cold was it?
At times, extremely cold. Some days, when the weather was calm, it was only about -2. But if the wind picked up, it could drop to -20 in a matter of minutes. I took care to dress properly to avoid frostbite, which is easy to get. And that meant wearing lots of thin layers of clothing, nothing too heavy, to trap the air and keep out the wind. A bit different from what I would wear for skiing.
Is it possible for people to go to Antarctica as tourists?
Well, getting to Antarctica is not easy for anyone, let alone tourists. But there are a few tours organised for those people who can afford to go, because it's incredibly expensive, as you would expect. And I don't think the situation will change in the foreseeable future, as there's not a huge demand from the tourist industry to develop Antarctica.
Would you consider going back to work there again?
Not straight away. Towards the end, I felt very cut off, and if I'm honest, I was beginning to feel fairly restless. I'm glad I went, because it was a tremendous experience, and I wouldn't have missed it for the world. I certainly don't regret any part of it. There's so much to see and do that I'd like to work somewhere completely different if I go away again. Perhaps a desert next time where it's extremely hot.
Hayley Jones, thank you very much for coming into the studio. Hayley Jones has just returned from spending a year working in Antarctica. She's our guest on today's programme. Hayley, welcome to the programme. I suppose the first thing we all want to know is what you were doing for a whole year.
Well, I've always been interested in environmental problems, and the university where I teach paid for my trip. My job was to produce a report at the end of my year. Although this may sound a little strange, the main thing I had to do was to look at rubbish. I spent most of my time with a bin man who is responsible for making sure that everything brought into Antarctica is taken out again. I was based at Rothera, where most of the scientists are working, but I travelled around quite a lot looking at what is going on. In a way, Antarctica is like a laboratory for the world, as all the research being done there will benefit us all, wherever we live.
Did you miss anything whilst you were there? A year is quite a long time.
To begin with, no, because it was so different and I found it really exciting. Then after a while, I began to miss greenery. There are only a few plants like moss clinging to the rocks, and I found the lack of colour affected me, and that made me feel quite low. I also missed my family, but I had expected that would happen. And although I didn't worry about not seeing television, I certainly wished I could tune in to radio programmes.
Did the long hours of daylight affect you?
Well, I hadn't actually thought very much about that before I went. I'd wondered how I would cope with low temperatures, but I discovered that because there's 24 hours of daylight, I ended up sleeping a lot less, and I didn't feel nearly as tired as I do when I'm at home. I must have worked twice as hard as a result. It was weird. Sometimes I forgot all about going to bed.
Good heavens. I can't begin to imagine what that must be like. What did you do to relax then?
In Rothera, I was quite lucky because there are a lot of things to do. There's a ski slope just up the hill from the base, so I could ski whenever I wanted. There's also a rock band, and I would go and listen to them rehearse in the evenings. And there are plenty of places to walk to, and it's perfectly safe to walk by yourself, which was a new experience for me after living in a large city. If I didn't want to be on my own, then I would go to the cafe bar and have a drink with whoever was there, or watch a video film.
You mentioned low temperatures. How cold was it?
At times, extremely cold. Some days, when the weather was calm, it was only about -2. But if the wind picked up, it could drop to -20 in a matter of minutes. I took care to dress properly to avoid frostbite, which is easy to get. And that meant wearing lots of thin layers of clothing, nothing too heavy, to trap the air and keep out the wind. A bit different from what I would wear for skiing.
Is it possible for people to go to Antarctica as tourists?
Well, getting to Antarctica is not easy for anyone, let alone tourists. But there are a few tours organised for those people who can afford to go, because it's incredibly expensive, as you would expect. And I don't think the situation will change in the foreseeable future, as there's not a huge demand from the tourist industry to develop Antarctica.
Would you consider going back to work there again?
Not straight away. Towards the end, I felt very cut off, and if I'm honest, I was beginning to feel fairly restless. I'm glad I went, because it was a tremendous experience, and I wouldn't have missed it for the world. I certainly don't regret any part of it. But there's so much to see and do that I'd like to work somewhere completely different if I go away again. Perhaps a desert next time where it's extremely hot.
Hayley Jones, thank you very much for coming into the studio.